Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
The performance of the Rand last year was shaped by a mix of domestic and international factors, some predictable, others completely unexpected. From the outcomes of South Africa's election to global inflation trends, commodity price fluctuations, and even a reprieve from load shedding, the currency had a volatile but I guess a fascinating year. So what lies in store? Let's make some sense of those events and what kind of context they provide for all of us as we head into the new year. I'm joined by Harry Schertzer, Chief Executive Officer, Future Forex, a fintech specializing in international money transfers. Harry, thank you. A very warm welcome to you. So let's look back, first of all, to 2024. What were some of the more surprising trends as far as the Rand was concerned in your view? What alarmed you?
Hi, Jeremy. Yeah, great to be on again, and thanks again for having me on. Yeah, no, it was a remarkable year for the Rand in both directions. It was hugely volatile. There were so many events that happened that ended up moving the Rand in one direction or another. What's quite interesting is by the end of the year, the Rand was in a very similar place to where it was on 1 January 2024. So it kind of bounced around and came back to a very similar place. But some of the things that were quite scary throughout the year and then ended up being somewhat avoided was, for example, the election in South Africa. When ANC got far less than 50% of the vote, there was a massive question as to who they would partner with. And there were fears amongst the market that that might have been with parties like MK or EFF who weren't particularly investor friendly, and that would have been something which would have made the Rand potentially plummet. But as it turned out, there were near escapes, and every time it looked like there might be an issue with the Rand, what ended up happening is the right thing happened as far as the market's concerned, and the Rand sort of stabilized. And so the only thing I'd say I'm slightly surprised by is that the Rand didn't strengthen over the year, because when we look at the events that happened, there was more good than bad that happened, certainly within our borders. And so my suspicion is that we're at a relatively weak Rand right now relative to where it might be in a few weeks' time.
Harry, I did reference global inflation slightly. There's been a little bit more stabilization. It was a key factor during the course of last year. How did that directly affect the Rand, particularly during the interest rate cuts in September, and perhaps more importantly, as we look forward to 2025, how much of a factor is that going to be?
Yeah, so like I said, a lot went right in 2024, and this was an example of one of them, Jeremy, one of the things that went right, which is that with inflation being kept under control after it went wild during COVID, with it being kept under control, it allowed the US and South Africa to cut interest rates, because with inflation under control, it allows us the luxury of cutting interest rates. And in general, when interest rates are cut, it's a good thing for emerging market currencies like the Rand. And so the Rand strengthened in September when the US cut their interest rates by 50 bips, and South Africa followed suit and cut their interest rates by 25 bips. But in both cases, interest rates went down, which means there's more money floating around. And with more money floating around, more can be invested in emerging market currencies like the Rand. So that was definitely another thing that went well for the Rand during 2024.
As well as fluctuations in global commodity prices.
Exactly. Commodities, gold was at an all-time high for a lot of 2024. And with gold doing well and us being a major exporter of gold amongst other commodities, it's another thing that's good for the Rand. So as you can see, there was a lot that went right for the Rand in 2024. And my only concern and only surprise, you asked initially, what is my surprise for 2024? I'd say it's that the Rand isn't stronger now than it was at the start of last year. And there are reasons for that, but I believe that we are in a little bit of a deflated Rand, and the Rand should strengthen in the coming weeks.
Harry, we know that load shedding improved significantly last year, and that did have a positive impact in terms of sentiment. But coming over the horizon is now the whole issue around water, particularly here in Johannesburg. Again, something that is going to have an impact on sentiment, surely.
Yeah, absolutely. As one problem gets resolved, another comes out. But I'd say that the water issue, while it is a very pressing issue, it's not as pressing for the economy as load shedding was. When you look at load shedding, it shut down businesses, it shut down corporates, it shut down shopping centers, etc. It basically meant that our GDP was directly impacted by no electricity. So that was the one, that's the big whale of an issue, which was made right. We've had over 250 days consecutively of no load shedding. So Eskom has finally pulled it together. And if they continue on that trajectory in 2025, I suspect that that coming right more than offsets the future issues, for example, the water issue right now in Joburg.
So that's a snapshot of what happened last year. And the key word there, I guess, is volatility. How does that help in predicting the currency's performance this year, or is it still a foolish person that's going to do that?
Yeah, I mean, you only need to take last year's performance to realize how difficult it is to predict the rand. There were estimates early on that we'd go as, I guess, low as 21 to the dollar. You know, people were saying the rand's going to fall apart. And that might have happened if different things have happened in our local election, different things have had happened abroad, and inflation rates were different. But as we saw, actually, the rand held its own in 2024. So it is tough to predict. My suspicion is that we have a slightly weaker rand than it should be, and I suspect that the rand will strengthen in 2024. But obviously, there's no guarantee that that is the case. And so what I recommend to your listeners and pretty much every South African with savings is to ensure that you diversify your portfolio to ensure that you have not only South Africa-centric assets. Because the truth is, while we hope that the rand strengthens, and I suspect it will, there's no guarantee whatsoever. It's a foolish person to say the rand will definitely improve in 2025. And so the way to mitigate against this is by holding some international assets, be that stocks, be that just putting your money into dollars or euros or pounds. But I think holding 100% of your asset base in rands presents risks which can be sort of mitigated away. And that's what I would say people should do who have the luxury of having.
So that's the clear mitigation strategy as far as that's concerned. And just very quickly then, is there anything that you're looking out for in this year and perhaps Q1 2025 that might shape the rand's performance going forward?
I think the big elephant in the room is Donald Trump. Not that he looks like an elephant, although just that talking about him is what's going to shape the rand, quite frankly. He's probably the most powerful man in the world, and he's very aggressive on his policies. We've seen that. So if he is favorable towards South Africa and towards our relationship with America, that'll be good for the rand. However, if he continues the America first way of thinking, but hones in on that in a way where it, we've seen he's already targeted the BRICS nations quite severely and gone against a lot of their policies. If he continues to almost make South Africa into an enemy, that could be bad for the rand. And in my view, that fear is one of the reasons that the rand, in my view, is weaker than it should be. And I think when push comes to shove, if we can align with America as we have done in the past, the rand will strengthen as a result. So that's what I'm looking out for, are the tweets that Donald Trump makes and how that affects South Africa.
And I have heard him called worse than an elephant, Harry. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. I have no doubt we'll talk again in the near future. Harry Schertzer, Chief Executive Officer of Future Forex.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.